State officials have made retaining a DowDuPont footprint in the first state a top priority, offering a package of incentives to land the plan agricultural and specialty products companies. Monday, the Delaware Council on Development Finance voted unanimously to approve the over $9.5 million strategic fund outlay included in that incentive package. The funds include $6 million to reimburse DowDuPont for up to 3% of capital expenditures, which aims to encourage the companies to invest in facilities in the state. And the other $3.6 million will be used to support employment efforts. President of Delaware Financial Group Andy Lubin chairs the council.
Expenditures, these capital expenditures, will preserve the integrity of retaining a significant number of employees and human capital in the Delaware area.
Charles Elson is a University of Delaware professor of corporate governance. He is less optimistic about the effectiveness of incentives like these funds.
Having to work a side transaction where certain monies are transferred to keep you to stay, I just think in the long term doesn't pan out, and it's just not a great way to recruit businesses.
In other words, he says it's a little like paying someone to be your friend, and there are other more sustainable ways to keep and attract businesses to the state.
People will stay with you if they believe the regime has reasonable taxation structure, number two, has a good business climate, and number three, has a strong workforce. That's why you move to a particular place.
The state is working on other fronts as well. Last Thursday, lawmakers filed a bill to tweak R&D and job creation tax credits that were part of a package. And in mid-January, lawmakers passed a bill to lower corporate income taxes to keep big businesses from fleeing the state. State officials say those moves are expected to lure or retain companies beyond DowDuPont. And the state is also obtaining agreements designed to hold DuPont to certain conditions over the next 5 years in exchange for the strategic fund money. Among them is employing a minimum of 1,700 workers in the state. DowDuPont officials reiterated Monday that they expect their merger to take place in the second half of this year.